from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. I'm delighted that you're joining with us, and I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. May I take just a moment to encourage our listeners who have any spiritual problems or concerns to make contact with us. We're here to help you from God's Word, and we'll be glad to send you some helpful, useful, and free Gospel literature. So make a point this week of writing to us. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Samuel Murray, and he's letting the Bible speak on the swelling of Jordan. That message is coming in just a few moments after we listen to these words in song.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
In the portion of Scripture that we're going to consider today, we read of Jeremiah, the Lord's servant, seeking to serve the Lord and preach the gospel. However, God's servant became very confused and even discouraged as he looked around him and he saw the wicked prosper. He couldn't understand this. It caused him great concern. He knew that as a result of the sin in the land, the Lord had sent a drought at the end of King Josiah's reign and at the beginning of King Jehoiakim's reign. This drought had a devastating effect, as droughts always do. Sin always brings judgment upon a nation, especially when a people who have known the ways and the word of the Lord willfully turn away from them, thinking that the Lord doesn't see anymore. When a people take the view that the Lord doesn't count anymore, It is a certain forerunner of sorrow, and there was great sorrow at this time. Jeremiah, though, became deeply discouraged, so much so that he felt like giving up. He didn't feel it was worthwhile going on with the Lord's work in preaching the gospel. This is when the Lord came to him and spoke to him in order to encourage him. And the Lord said to him that if he couldn't cope with the lesser trials now, how would he cope with the greater ones that lay ahead in the future? How would he do in the swelling of Jordan? If he didn't have faith to trust the Lord now, then he wouldn't be able to just pluck it out of thin air sometime in the future. If he didn't lay hold on the grace of God now, he would get further away from the Lord in the future, not closer to him. If he couldn't bear these things now, how would he do in the swelling of Jordan? There would be no hope for him. The lesson is very simple. The future doesn't get any easier, even for those who are saved, those who are the children of the Lord. It gets harder. Present trials, though, are a preparation for the future. As we prove the Lord in the lesser things, rest assured, opportunity will be given to prove him in the greater things. This is the context of verse 5 in Jeremiah chapter 12. There is another way, however, in which we can look at this verse. Canaan, in the Bible, is a type of heaven. The crossing of the River Jordan is a type of entering into heaven. This comes about at the Christian's death. The question can be asked to all who are listening today. How wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? There are some things I'd like to ask you to consider about this question. First of all, consider this. It is a simple question. There is nothing complicated about it. Some questions are so hard that we are baffled by them. We don't know where to start. This question is not like that. It's a simple question. It brings before us the fact that death is coming. We are going to leave this world sometime and enter eternity. But what is the death experience going to be like for you? How are you going to cope with it? If you've repented and been saved, you will be able to say with Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have never repented and never been washed in the blood of the Lamb, then Hebrews 2 and verse 3 will be personally applicable. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? This is a simple question. How will you escape if you neglect so great salvation? How wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? Is a question that everyone should and must think about, for it is an individual question. Don't be thinking that you'll not be cut off, that you have plenty of time to consider these things. I'm sure that King David's son Absalom never thought that he would predecease his father, never thought that he would be away from this scene of time while his father was still in the throne. But it happened. He predeceased his father. With all the knowledge that man has gained, he cannot tell when an individual is going to die. Astronomers not only know the distance to the moon, but astronauts have actually been there. Not only do scientists know how birds fly, but engineers have built aeroplanes that go faster and higher than any bird. Not only do anatomists understand the workings of the human body, surgeons are able to do vital organ transplants. But ask a doctor when that loved one is going to pass away, and he or she doesn't know. Even those who are terminally ill, on their deathbed, the ones concerning whom a judgment of time left should be comparatively simple, the greatest doctors don't have a clue about their time of departure. They have given a few days, and it has been months. People given a few months have lived for years. So you don't know how long you have left. It could be years, but it could be days. How wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? This simple question is also searching. Searching because there are those who have made no preparation for death and have no heavenly hope. They are bound for a lost eternity in hell. Searching because some have made this preparation. and now enjoy the prospect of being with the Lord when they die. If you're listening today, can I ask you, have you made this preparation? Maybe you're more interested in the pleasures of this world that only last for a season. After the night of entertainment comes the consequent sorrow. Looking back on some of the sinful pleasures, if you were honest, you would have to say, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. They have not satisfied. These things do not satisfy. They leave you feeling empty. But if you come to Christ and prepare for heaven, the emptiness goes, and joy and fullness takes its place. Have you repented of sin and prepared for the day when you must leave this world for the swelling of Jordan? The deathbed may be painful for the Christian, but the passing over Jordan is so sweet when preparation has been made. A simple question, a searching question, but also a serious question. Some try to ignore this issue. They don't want to think of the day when they will stand before the Lord and give an account of the deeds done in the flesh. Are you living like this? Are you running up the credit, never considering the day when it has to be paid off? Sin is like that. Turn from sin. Remember thy Creator. Turn to Christ. And be saved. There is certainly no pleasure when it comes to death if you have not Christ. Come to Christ and know forgiveness of sin.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.